I rise, subdued by extra hours of sleep. The morning rituals are slow to start. To be the only company I keep requires that I make solitude an art. This virus, unannounced, has left the world a cheerless chronicle without a plot. A needlepoint we set aside unpearled, a reckoning with all that we are not. But it may be a beckoning to more than all the busyness that came before. A quiet voice, a coaxing at the core, the opening of a long neglected drawer where we stored keepsakes for a day of need or recompense, a time to take our heed.
Dust and ashes touch our face, mark our failure and our falling. Holy Spirit, come, walk with us tomorrow. Take us as disciples, washed and wakened by your calling. Take us by the hand and lead us. Lead us through the desert sands. Bring us living water. Ashes soil our hands.
Lead us, mark its pride of nation.
Holy Spirit, come, walk with us tomorrow as we pray and struggle through the meshes of oppression.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, you hate nothing that you have made, and you forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create in us new and honest hearts, so that truly repenting of our sins, we may receive from you, the God of all mercy, full pardon and forgiveness through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from Joel. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. For the day of the Lord is coming. It is near. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, like blackness spread upon the mountains, a great and powerful army comes. Their likeness has never been from of old, nor will be again after them in ages to come.
Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent, and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering, for the Lord your God?
Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the aged, gather the children, even infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her canopy. Word of God, word of life, thanks be to God.
A reading from 2 Corinthians. We entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As we work together with him, we urge you also not to accept the grace of God in vain. For he says, at an acceptable time, I've listened to you, and on a day of salvation, I've helped you. See, now is the acceptable time. See, now is the day of salvation. We're putting no obstacle in anyone's way so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we've commended ourselves in every way, through great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute. We are treated as impostors, and yet are true, as unknown, and yet are well known, as dying, and see, we are alive, as punished, and yet not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, yet possessing everything. Word of God, word of life.
I invite you to stand as you are able for the reading of the gospel.
Let your steadfast love come to us, O Lord. Save us as you promised, we will trust your word.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to the disciples, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them. For then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The Gospel of the Lord.
Let your steadfast love come to us, O Lord. Save us as you promised, we will trust your word.
You may be seated. The Lord be with you. So this year, of all years, we know that we're mortal, and we've already given up so much. Ash Wednesday is traditionally a day when we put ashes on our heads to remind ourselves that we will die, and to enter into the three practices of Lent: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And yet, haven't we spent this whole year doing just that? Praying every day for this pandemic to end, for the healing of our nation and the world? Haven't we been fasting from the things that bring us joy, giving up everything from going out to concerts and movies to giving up hanging out with our friends? Have we not devoted ourselves to almsgiving, to acts of service to the people around us, trying to make sure people are safe and taken care of? What more could God ask of us? The answer is, God asks us to repent. And as a reminder, the Greek word for repentance is metanoeo, and it literally means to change your purpose. And if you read closely the scriptures for today, on the surface, it seems like they're all about telling us to pray and to fast and to give money to those in need. But on a deeper level, the scriptures today are about repenting. They're about changing our purpose away from focusing on our own suffering and towards focusing on God's goodness. In Matthew 6, Jesus says, "When you fast, do not fast the way the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces so that everyone knows that they are fasting. Instead," Jesus says, "cover your face with oil and then wash your face. For the hypocrites, they already have their reward. But when you behave in a way that shows God's goodness rather than the sorrow that you're taking on when you sacrifice for a greater cause, God says, then your Father in heaven will reward you." And Paul writes to the Corinthians. He lists all the things he's gone through to try to share the gospel with people. He says he keeps doing it anyway with love and joy. And he says we are treated as imposters and yet are true, as unknown and yet are well known, as dying and yet see we live, as being punished and yet we are not killed, as being sorrowful and yet are always rejoicing, as being poor and yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing everything. You see, Paul says that as he goes about his ministry, the world looks at Paul and sees everything that he doesn't have. But Paul looks at his life and sees everything that God has given him. For what God has given him, the world cannot take away. And even the prophet Joel, with his call to repentance, with his call to mourning and prayer and sorrow, even Joel tells us to rend not our clothing, but our hearts. Because ultimately what Joel is telling us to do is to turn our lives around, to focus no longer on the things that have brought God's wrath and destruction in this life, but instead to align ourselves with the ways of God that bring life to everyone. And so I want to invite you to make this your Lenten practice, to repent from focusing on your sorrow and turn towards focusing on God's goodness. Let that inform your prayer, your fasting, and your almsgiving. To say, yes, we need to continue to pray for the healing of our nation and the world. But when we pray for what we need from God this season of Lent, may we stop and first pray a prayer of thanksgiving for everything that God has already given us. And may our fasting be to give up our grumbling and our griping. And I want to give you a practical way to do this, because I want to be clear, I'm not saying to pretend everything is perfect. It is not. But when you notice yourself focusing on the complaints and the griefs you have about things you cannot change, make a covenant with yourself that in that moment you will stop yourself and say, yes, I grieve this, but then also name one gift of grace that God has given you. And if you find yourself either aloud or in your heart grumbling about something that you can change, stop and take one small action to change that very thing that you were complaining about. So for instance, if you find yourself grumbling about the pandemic, which truly you can't change, take a moment and name one gift of grace that God has given you. Perhaps that in the midst of this pandemic, you have good health or employment. And if perhaps you find yourself grumbling about something you can change, for instance, the fact that you are feeling disconnected from people you love, in that moment, take a small action to reach out to those people that you love. Send them a text or a phone call. Let these small acts be your gifts of almsgiving. Let your grief be a fuel that brings joy to others during this season of Lent. And I tell you, if you make this covenant with yourself to pray a prayer of gratitude for every prayer of need, to name one grace every time you grumble about something you can't change, and to take one small action to make a better world when you complain about something that you can change, I tell you, this will be the most difficult Lent that you have ever undertaken. But it may also be the Lent that helps you focus the most on God. And so I invite you to see the ashes that we place on our foreheads this day, not just a sign that we will one day be dust once again, but also may they be a reminder that we were once dust, and yet out of pure grace, God has chosen to give us this life. And that alone is reason to praise God. May we see, even in the ashes on our forehead, the sign of God's goodness. And so this Lent, may you fast from focusing on your suffering. And may you feast on gratitude towards God. Amen.
with my soul.
It is well with my soul. He lives, Lord, the bliss of this glorious thought. Was it not in part, but in
Christ. Today, with the whole church, we enter the time of remembering Jesus' Passover from death to life, and our life in Christ is renewed. We begin this holy season by acknowledging our need for repentance and for God's mercy. We are created to experience joy in communion with God, to love one another, and to live in harmony with creation. But our sinful rebellion separates us from God, our neighbors, and creation, so that we do not enjoy the life our Creator intended. As disciples of Jesus, we are called to a discipline that contends against evil and resists whatever leads us away from love of God and neighbor. I invite you, therefore, to the discipline of Lent, self-examination and repentance, prayer and fasting, sacrificial giving and works of love, strengthened by the gifts of word and sacrament. Let us continue on our journey through these 40 days to the great 3 days of Jesus' death and resurrection. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and one another. Most holy and merciful God, we confess to you and to one another and before the whole company of heaven that we have sinned by our fault, by our own fault, by our own most grievous fault, in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart and mind and strength. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We have not forgiven others as we have been forgiven. We have shut our ears to your call to serve as Christ served us. We have not been true to the mind of Christ. We have grieved your Holy Spirit. Our past unfaithfulness, the pride, envy, hypocrisy, and apathy that have infected our lives, we confess to you. our self-indulgent appetites and ways, and our exploitation of other people, we confess to you. Our negligence in prayer and worship, and our failure to share the faith that is in us, we confess to you. Our neglect of human need and suffering, and our indifference to injustice and cruelty, we confess to you. Our false judgments, our uncharitable thoughts toward our neighbors, and our prejudice and contempt toward those who differ from us, we confess to you. Our waste and pollution of your creation, and our lack of concern for those who come after us, we confess to you. Restore us, O God, and let your anger depart from us. Almighty God, you have created us out of the dust of the earth. May these ashes be a sign of our mortality and penitence, reminding us that only by the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ are we given eternal life, through the same Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Hopefully, you have received a packet of ashes in a newsletter that was mailed to you, or you stopped by the church office to get them. If so, I invite you now to open that packet of ashes carefully. You might want to tap them so the ashes get to the bottom. And then what you'll do, and I'll put on my mask for this section, is to take your thumb and stick it into the envelope so that you get ashes on the tip of your thumb. You may have to bring the ashes a little bit forward. There we go. Just like that. And then invite the person to come near, and I'll show you how to make the sign of the cross. Meredith, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return.
Ben, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return.
And now I invite you at home to make the sign of the cross out of ash on the face of those who might be with you, or if you are by yourself, to go in front of a mirror and mark the sign of the cross to remember that you are claimed by Christ forever. May you find joy in Christ's love. Amen.
Blessed.
Accomplish in us, O God, the work of your salvation, that we may show forth your glory in the world. By the cross and passion of your Son, our Savior, bring us with all your saints to the joy of his resurrection.
On us. Forgive us all our sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen us in all goodness and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in eternal life. Amen.
Relying on the promises of God, we pray boldly for the church, the world, and all in need. O God, you call your church to be ministers of reconciliation throughout the world. Inspire your church in its proclamation of the gospel and guide its ministries to build up the body of Christ. Lord, in your mercy. O God, you created the earth and all its inhabitants, and you declare that it is good. Protect mountains and valleys, animals and plants, and direct us to be good stewards of all you have made. Lord, in your mercy. O God, you desire peace. Direct governments and leaders to work for the well-being of all people and raise up advocates to speak and serve on behalf of the downtrodden. Lord, in your mercy. O God, you are our hope in the midst of despair, our help in the midst of sorrow, and our consolation in the midst of affliction. Grant comfort to all who suffer in body, mind, or spirit, especially for those whom we name before you. And support caregivers who attend to all in need. Lord, in your mercy. O God, you are our life and our salvation. We give you thanks to the righteous who have died in faith. Inspire us by their example to proclaim your steadfast love. Lord, in your mercy. We entrust ourselves and all our prayers to you, O faithful God, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to share a sign of peace, either at home or by typing it into the comments. And having shared a word of peace, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now receive a blessing. You are what God made you to be, created in Christ Jesus for good works, chosen as holy and beloved, freed to serve your neighbor. God bless you, that you may be a blessing in the name of the holy and life-giving Trinity. Amen.
Sign us with ashes, the sign of your cross. Give us the grace to know your mercy, Lord. Renew our spirits and open our hearts. Help us remember the love you gave us. Sign us with ashes, the sign of your cross. Give us the grace to know your mercy, Lord. Renew our
spirits and open our hearts. Help us remember the love you gave us.
Help us pray so we might be closer to you and to God's family.
Sign us with ashes, the sign of your cross. Give us the grace to know your mercy, Lord. Renew our spirits and open our hearts. Help us remember the love you gave us. Help us fast so we might know the want of those within God's family. Sign us with ashes, the sign of your cross. Give us the grace to know your mercy, Lord. Renew our spirits and open our hearts. Help us remember the love you gave us. Help us give so we might share of what we have to serve God's family. Sign us with ashes, the sign of your cross. Give us the grace to know your mercy, Lord. Renew our spirits and open our hearts. Help us remember the love you gave us.
Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage. Hold fast to what is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the afflicted, honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit.